Yes, you have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How have we
been once again in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your lives? Great for me, your neighbor. Just as our way is, wish them the better things which come from the only wise God, our Father in heaven, together with his word, Lord Jesus, which come from the Holy Spirit. Like we have Revelations 1 verse
4,
that they come from the one who was, who is, and who will be,
and
which come from the seven spirits of the Lord, within which are angels who send us to minister us,
where
the angels of warfare, like Michael and Abaddon, and the angel of fire, the angels of the measurements, who provide for us, where the angels who separate what is worthyful from the worthless. That's the angel of knowledge. We have the one of understanding. Gabriel keeps on to update us with the message of the Father. And we thank God for those good things. If it's for ourselves, and we ask, who can there be our enemy?
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's impossible.
But
they were enemies before they failed all their days. The devil from heaven was just from there, even with his angels. Most of them were imprisoned. And what is more important, we were given authority to bind them.
Have
authority from the Lord, that is the Holy Spirit, together with the angels working with us. Who can there be our enemy? Maybe if it's us refuse to accept the provision of the Lord which passes through his word, like we heard that angels fulfill his words. Now after we get strengthened in the word,
we
prove that we are more than conquerors and stronger.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We thank the Lord, given us a moment again in his presence, and we are not just within it only, but we are getting the treasures of wisdom and understanding which come from his throne. And every day he adds on to us what we need for life and for serving him. That goodness is done unto us. We feel we want to be in his presence all days, all our days. That is what we fight, to gather right his word, that we may live forever, just as his intention is. He never created to destroy us, but created us to be with him forever. But the unrighteousness is what caused us to get destroyed. Praise Jesus. That is why we fight unrighteousness. As we get born again, even though we had ever died through Adam, because of the sin we committed. But there is a chance to get born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you all, you our listeners, and you commit your ears unto the word of God which he passes through us, and you never just end on to hearing it, but you put in actions, and you even teach and preach many others, ever to make them the disciples of the Lord Jesus, to fulfill the other command which he left when he commanded us. Matthew 28:18-20, to make all nations disciples, just as full knowledge of God,
international ministries,
what we do.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We're still moving with the second aspect on how people of the Old Testament got to be saved. And how they entered into the first resurrection. What we are waiting upon them is the second resurrection.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We began on and we saw Abel. And Bible said that by faith he gave a pleasing sacrifice unto the Lord. According to Hebrews chapter 11 from verses 4. And we saw that because he had faith within the word of God, like we heard in Romans 10 verse 17, he was able to be saved. And we heard that he remained speaking and he remained alive. And we saw the signs of the blood, that his blood spoke good words, reaching the blood of the Lord Jesus. Like Hebrews 12:24 says, people took faith like that from him. Within the word of the Lord who visited them in those days, they got to be saved for believing the word of God. He is the same who clothed the flesh and appeared unto us in John 1:14. All who take faith within him, our Lord Jesus, they got saved always. For we have heard that he was slain from the creation of the heavens and earth, like in Revelation 13 verse 8. But he decided to appear in the latter days, like it's in Hebrews chapter 9, 23-25. Praise Jesus. Now thus, all they who believe, Bible says it was required of him to be beaten always from the creation of the earth and be punished because of our sins. But he decided to appear in the latter days. Now men like Abel, whom we know as the grandfather of the grandfathers of the believers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He is behind the Abrahams. He is behind the Noah. It is behind Enoch.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we take him to be the forefather of the believers. It means he was the first Abraham, is on number 4.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
From
him we have Enoch, we have Noah,
Abraham,
then Abraham comes forth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we thank the Lord that they too entered salvation and they give us a powerful example how they got to be born again. We last saw when we covered and saw Enoch. Enoch was translated. Who was given a body from heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And God took him into heaven. But we know it. In John chapter 3. From verse 3 to down. No one can see the kingdom of God except they have gotten born again. You cannot dare even enter in it except you have gotten born again. But we heard Enoch entered the kingdom after being translated, for he had gotten born again and he had been given a body from heaven. That's why the Lord has established so much that word in John chapter 3. If we don't get born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Even entering, we cannot enter there. We heard in Genesis chapter 5. Let's go back briefly concerning this Enoch.
Lubereberye esura ya kutano n'olinyiriri lwa 18. Yaredi n'amala emyaka 10:2 n'azaala Enoka. Yaredi n'awangala bwe yamala zaala Enoko emyaka 8 n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Ennaku zonna eza Yaredi ne ziba emyaka 9:2 n'afa.
Praise Jesus. This is the grandchildren who were both by Enoch. They were about to meet in the years they existed.
When Methuselah lived
969 years, and this one outlived 962 years. Praise Jesus.
But
their family was keeping righteousness. And brought always the one who could come next. The one who will keep next generation. Let's move on.
Tuli mu lubereberye essula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri lwa 21.
Genesis 5 verse 21.
Enoko n'amala emyaka 6:5 n'azaala Mesuseera. Enoko n'atambulira wamu ne Katonda bwe yamala okuzaala Mesuseera emyaka 3 n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Ennaku zonna eza Enoko ne ziba emyaka 365. Enoko n'atambulira wamu ne Katonda so n'atabeerawo kubanga Katonda yamutwala.
Praise Jesus. God took him away. He took him away. He had to enter the kingdom of heaven. Some of the things we got to understand. Book of Hebrews 11. That he was translated. Praise Jesus. And when you're translated, we understood you must have a body from heaven to swallow this one of the flesh. According to 1 Corinthians 15:50-53. Praise Jesus. These ones got born again because of faith. And he was the preacher of the gospel of righteousness. For many times, he is preached to the people. They used to refuse. And sin spread so much that he reached to hide within the bush. Praise Jesus. And what would cause him hide? People don't want righteousness. And righteousness, it was given to us after believing and having faith. And faith, it came from hearing the word of God. Like all is in Romans 10, from verses 9
unto
17. Now they preached righteousness, that people may hear the word of God. Those days, the word of God used to visit them within the visions, in the dreams, even in the physical. Praise Jesus. But
you
could not explain so much to the people. And people would argue about it. Praise Jesus. And that one, Enoch reached to even see the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Some of the books which were disappeared and removed for a moment of time.
For
you will move in the heavens, which is the eighth heaven.
Yes,
amen.
When we speak of the eighth heaven, we've seen these four heavens and we see the other new ones.
Yes,
amen.
That book, but is it that brought it back? It's on the internet, but it's very messed up. They moved all major words you are in it. For even what we read of him is not inclusive in that book. What the apostles were quoted of him. For they never quoted without his book. Praise Jesus. He saw even to above the heavens. He saw eight heavens. He
where
he found them with his, but he saw them. Now that is what is easy to us. You first pass through these four ones.
No photocopy
the others of these ones.
What
you usually see right there. The first four you see are the ones behind the four ones. But Enoch, he was able to lay the faith with the Lord.
And
God visited him, so showed him many things. And he wrote,
yes,
praise Jesus. Even though that book, the Roman Catholic tried to take it away.
But
now they are trying to bring it back after they have messed it up.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now because of that, when we get here to Jude chapter
1,
God speaks of him these things.
Jude 1 verse 14. Era abo yabalagulako Enoka ow'omusanvu okuva ku Adamu ng'ayogera nti laba Mukama yajja n'abatukuvu be kakumi.
Tumanyi bulungi mu kubikulu ery'essuula ekumi
n'omwenda
nga Mukama ajja n'akakumi
ke, and the Lord comes with his thorns,
ebitunyonyola obulungi mu kubikulu kumi na nnya.
What's explained well in Revelation 14.
Naye nga ebyo by'ebyokuddako okwokubiri.
But those are what concerns the second coming.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tumanyi mu Matayo 2 mu nnya.
For we know in Matthew 24,
onyolwa 2 mu omwenda,
verses 29,
paka 3 mu lumu,
and 31,
agenda kubajja ne bamalayika enkumi
n'ekumi. He's going to be coming with thousands upon thousands of angels.
Ku mulundi guli ogwokubiri.
The other second day,
but
he was able to see the thing. Remember that this from Adam, he is the seventh.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like you see, generations which have been following each other, he's on the seventh generation. He was able to see the things ahead we are going to be seeing of the coming back of the Lord Jesus and the destruction of this world, taking away of the heavens and earth which are, and the coming of the new heavens and the new earth.
It's
what caused him to see the eight heavens. The ones which will pass away and the ones which will be coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, let's be strengthened in faith of this salvation. And we know that salvation is not of the American. Like other states sprung from there. But salvation is of the Lord Jesus. Right from olden days.
To
all who are known as our forefathers in faith. Where even the Enochs are
included.
That's where we say like this. That there shouldn't be any religion confusing you concerning salvation. Or any shadow appear and be like salvation. And never gets the faith which comes from the word of God. For all they were able to enter the kingdom of heaven, they had to enter the real salvation, which comes from faith. Faith which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus. Continue to be explained of these words.
Jude
1:15.
Katuve kule 14.
Jude 1 from verse 14.
Era abo yabalagulako Enoka ow'omusanvu okuva ku Adamu ng'ayogera nti laba Mukama yajja n'abatukuvu be kakumi okuleeta omusango ku bonna n'okusinza omusango bonna abatatya Katonda olw'ebikolwa byabwe byonna bye bakoledde mu butatya Katonda n'olw'ebigambo byabwe byonna ebikakanyavu abonoonyi abatatya Katonda bye bamwogeddeko.
Ebiro bye yabeererawo,
in those days he existed,
yalaga abantu abaali abakakanyavu.
He showed people who were hard-hearted.
And
spoke words upon God which were not right. The Holy Spirit spoke and claimed in Isaiah 48 that they speak of him but not in truth and not in righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that they contend with him
Hosea 4.
And there comes a church between God and the people, and they don't want to know.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now those two are born within this generation. But it's so that God is going to come back on the day of judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What caused us to see all this? We reached to see the altar of God, which is found in the midst of the Kelvin, in the city of God, Jerusalem. Of heaven. While we wish to see where the lake of fire begins from,
tutandika okulaba okusala kw'emisango bwe
kulibeera naye
bye twogerako
sife
twasooka okubanga
tulababega
waffe waliyo abajulirwa
bangi
ebikwatagana omusango bwe
kulibeeranaye
nabo baawonanga lwa
bulokozi
era baayingiranga mu kuzuukira
okusookabebatukuvu
bowulira mu bibulaniya esula ekumi
n'ebbiri
lwabiri mu ebbiri abaawandikibwa mu kitabu
ababereberye the firstborns
yesu
yebazabokanisa of the church
kandi oti lubasomayo
for you read them there
katugendeyo kosomeyo
kowulire go and read about them
waliyo bebayita ababereberye
they are they call the firstborns
abekanisa
of the church
bebanonno bowulira
these are the ones you hear of
katudeyo kosomeyo
let's go and read there
abibulaniya esula eyekumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri
Hebrews 12 verse 22
naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusaalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika n'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene era ekkanisa eyababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu
ekkanisa gy'owulire abaawandiikibwa mu
mwemuli
ba
Abeli
ba Enoka Noa Ibrahimu
Abrahamu
wano tukutudde generations
here with broken generations
mwemuli ba Musa
yes the Moses
ba Yosua
the Joshua
mwemuli betugenda okulaba ba gundi abaramuzi
the one we're going to see the judges
mulimo ba Samson
the Samsons
ba Gideon
the Gideons
ba Deborah
the Deborahs
okutuka ku minembe gy'abannabbi abenjawo
the generation of different prophets
ba Isaiah n'abana
the Isaiah and others
then n'okutukira ddala kubana abatume ba Mukama waffe
and reaching the apostles of the Lord Jesus
ati okutandikira kubatume
now from the apostles
okudda kufi
to us
tuyitibwa ate abatukuvu
it's us who are called the saints
abayingira
who enter in
naye bano bawulidde ababereberye b'ekkanisa
first born of the church of heart
abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu
we are written in heaven
bebyo emirembe gy'emabega
first generations
okuva ku bannabbi
from the prophets
okutuukira ddala ku Abeli
to reaching Abel
Amen.
Era nga bw'otuukayo
oba
oyagala okumanya ebikwatagana kuba emirembe
babaleetera
mu mirembe
egy'enjawulo
oyagala kulaba ku baaliwo ku mulembe gwa
Abeli
abasobola oyingira mu
ggulu
ng'osaba nga
babakuleete
oyagala okulaba abayingirira ku mulembe gwa Enoka
nga
babakuleetera
bring them for you
mulembe gwa Noa
the nation of Noah
ababaleeta
and display them for you
gwa Ibrahim
for Abraham
ababaleeta
they bring them for you
gwa Musa
the one of Moses
ababaleeta
they bring them
ati obalabira mu generations
now you see them within their generations
rukuba nti babeera bangi
because they are very numerous
yes you have
praise Jesus
naye nga bagezaako kukulembezaamu omu ku omu
but they try to front one by one
yes you have
praise Jesus
osobola okubanga oyanguirwa okukigattawa
that may be quickened to join them there
yes you have
praise Jesus
so bonna baabeeranga n'okukkiriza okw'engeri
yaabwe faith of their own.
Babaliwo kuba ababereberye abawandiikibwa mu kitabu.
Counted to be the first ones written in the book.
Katugende tuddemu olunyiriri olwo.
Let's repeat this verse well.
Abibulaniya esula 12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Hebrews 12:22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu. Yerusaalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri obukuumi bw'abamalayika. N'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene eri ekkanisa eyababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna n'eri emyoyo egy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa
ati bano be baleetanga
abatuukirivuabaatuukirizibwa
ate bano be baleetebwa okuva ku kuzaalibwa kwa Mukama
waffe
okutuuka ne
kankano
gy'emyoyo gye bayise emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu naye abaawandiikibwa okusooka
they were written first
beba ababisi
they are the ones of the BC the generation of BC
yesu katana kuzaliwa ku
before the birth of Christ on earth
okuvira ddala ku Abeli
from Abel
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
kale tulabanga baabeerangayo nga batekebwayo
they were always put there
era ne babeera mu kibuga kya Katonda
in the city of God
toddamu kubuzabuzibwa
don't be confused again
ng'olina sooka magombe
that you have to first head to hell
ng'abamu bwe babuulira
like others preach
ng'abalala bwe batugamba
like others tell us
mbu bakuziikeyo malayika n'akutuulako
that they bury you in the ground and the angel sits on you
mbu omu abeera simanyi muzibe
simanyi another one is blind
omulala nga tawulira
bulungi and another is deaf dumb they don't speak they don't hear
bamalayika kyabo ba
kind of angels are that
yesu yebazibwe
amen
katuddeyo mu Jude
let's get back to Jude
emu 15
1 15
Tuli mu Jude, essuula esooka n'olunyiriri lw'ekkumi n'ettaano. Okuleeta omusango ku bonna n'okusinza omusango bonna abatatya Katonda olw'ebikolwa byabwe byonna bye bakoledde mu butatya Katonda n'olw'ebigambo byabwe byonna ebikakanyavu aboonoonyi abatatya Katonda bye bamwogeddeko abo be beemulugunya be banyiiga.
Babeera abantu beemulugunya buli
kiseera. They always grumble all the time.
Babeerawo nga bakomplain.
And they complain so much.
Abatambula ng'okwegomba kwabwe bwe kuli.
Nga tebalwanisa kwegomba kwabwe.
And they don't fight their own desire.
Babula nga buli ekibajjira kye bakola.
Everything coming upon them is what they do.
N'akamwa kaabwe koogera ebigambo ebiyinga okukulumbala.
Kaakati baabeeyogera ebigambo
ebyetiisa
naboogera
babwatuka
n'olowooza nti bakugamba ebigambo by'amaanyi
byabulamunaye
ne babaleekanya ne mukuba enduulu
emakuŋŋaanyiolowooza
nti basoose leero
just existed today.
Makunganiro ge gamugaliwo ku mulembe gwa Enoch.
Synagogues existed in the generation of Enoch.
Abantu abaali befula abatya Katonda.
People claimed to fear the Lord.
Naye nga babeeranga boogera agagamba aganene.
Spoke big roaring words.
Mugenda mu mawanga
kugaja.
Olwaleero luno situleetebwa okuba enduulu.
Have your chair shout make hallelujah.
Babeeranga ne ku mulembe gwa Enoch.
Even during Enoch they were there.
Kati bano.
Is it this ones?
Katonda kyono gwe babuulira.
What kind of God are they preaching?
Byagendanga bana obutuukirivu.
When you went to tell them righteousness.
Enokanga bavuma muvume.
And they would abuse Enoch.
Sajja kazibu kasi.
What happened to him? What is God telling us about righteousness? And he used to complain all the time.
And
he was speaking into their words.
All
their great men of God. You are great men of God since when? Others you are his lordship.
Inspector General Prophet.
Inspector General Prophet.
He
used to have wild harsh words.
He
reached to run and to hide in the bush.
And
he asked God to take him back home. Our home in heaven. But it came to pass, God made him get rest.
At least
better than that. So men had gotten so wild, like you see them today.
Tuli mu Yuda, esula esoko linyiro kumi na mukaga.
Jude 1 verse 16.
Ngabasamu abantu ekitiibwa olw'amagoba.
You hear what happened? This was in the era of Enoch. And to honor you to give you a front seat in the synagogues of those church days, they must have looked when they profit from you. Now you may see them today and you think it's just begun. Even the era of Enoch, things happened like that and it got hating of the world. Then we are able to come from the book of death and they enter the book of life when they pass the first resurrection.
So
these were baptized by the Spirit. Praise Jesus. He's the one who was able to reveal the word of God to them. But we know you're not revealed by our own. Like it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verses
9
and to 14 that we were revealed of them by the Spirit of the Lord. Now men like Enoch and of his generation, they who took that faith, they moved on to be baptized by the Spirit. Like we have the blood, the water, and the Spirit, they all agree. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, don't think that these men who sit in the front seats, they have just have existed. They put you in the front when they are calculating profits out of you. How heavy is your envelope? Those are the men you see these days. Don't think things have just begun to happen. We want to appear to be like the Enochs in the evil generation, that we may be the chosen. At least we shall be taken by God.
Jude 1:17. Naye mwe abaagalwa, mujjukirenga ebigambo ebyayogerwa edda abatumi ba Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Bwe baabagamba nti Mubire eby'oluvannyuma walibaawo abasekerezi abatambula ng'okwegomba kwabwe bo bwe kuli.
Nti abantu abo Yesu atajja kudda.
Those who take Jesus will not come back.
Tukole ebyaffe.
Let's do our own things.
Myaka emeka bukyanga kibabwekyo.
Many years ever since it was like that.
Kakati Enoka yagendanga n'abagamba.
Enoch used to tell them.
Bannaye ndabye Yesu nga ajja n'akakumi.
Friend, I've seen Jesus
akabatukuvu.
How fans of the saints.
Nebagamba.
What are you speaking about?
Oli mutabufu wabo.
You are a mad person.
Yesu agenda kujja.
Jesus is going to come. What is that?
We
are making money in the name of that God. Did you hear them? They were making money. They were in the dogs making money. You think it just happened? And they were within them people fighting for righteousness. Just like the generation which we are trying to fight for it.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. It's not going to destroy all the generation.
But
within the generation, there are they who stand within it to bring salvation.
Amen. Tuli mu Jude esule soko linyiro kumi na munana.
Jude chapter 1 verse 18.
Bwe baba gamba mubire eby'oluvannyuma walibaawo abasekerezi abatambula ng'okwegomba kwabwe bo bwe kuli okw'obutatya Katonda. Abo be baleeta okwawula.
Baayawukanye kati nga bo balaba.
Gotten divisions as you see them.
Buli omu ne ministry.
Everyone with his own ministry.
Buli omu alina eggulu lye oba
everyone perhaps has his heaven, they are taking the people.
Mulimu n'abatasoma ggulu ebbanga
lye. They will never even study heavens all their days.
Babeera mu miracle moments.
They are in miracle moments all the time.
Nyo n'abagwagwa bali ku
matv. You see people who are funny on television.
Abeera kulinga asekera bya buwemu.
Laughing at vile things.
And
he's a very foolish person. Right from the poise to his head.
Tulimo Jude, esule soko linyiro kumi. Rokumi na mwenda.
Jude chapter 1 verse 19.
Abo bibale ito kwa ula. Abo mobili, abatalina moyo.
They have no spirit at all. Everything they do is in the physical. They will never speak and preach the heaven. Even though they read the scripture, they bring it into the flesh. They will read a single 37, the bones in the valley, and they will see saucepans within that. They will see how your pocket is bright, how your business is drying. They are in the flesh all the time. They will never speak of things at all.
Tulimo Jude sule soko linyiro makumi abiri.
Jude 1 verse 20.
Naye mwe abagalwa, bwe mwezimba mukukiriza kwa mwe okutukuvu ennyo nga musaba mu mwoyo omutukuvu, mwekuume nga mukwagala kwa Katonda nga mulindirira okusaasira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo olw'obulamu obutaggwaawo. Era abalala mubasabirenga mubasalirenga ababuusabuusa mubasaasirenga ababuusabuusa
ababuusabuusa ku nsonga z'eggulu.
They would doubt the things of heaven and of salvation.
Bambi tubasaasidde
nnyo. We pity you so much.
Kubanga mulina ekizibu ky'amaanyi.
For you have a very big problem.
Kubanga kyandikugwandire n'obutakkiriza.
For it would have required you not even to believe.
Kubanga okubuusabuusa n'atakkiriza bonna be bamu.
For to doubt and the one who never believes. Those are the same people. Why waste your time? Bible says, let the righteous be righteous. Even the sinner, let them go do more sinning. Now, you doubt. Why are you wasting your time? Why do you test on Jesus? Jesus is not of testing. He is of believing.
Amen. Yuda esule soka noli nyiriri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu esatu.
Jude 1 verse 23.
Era abalala mubalokolenga nga mubakwakkula okubajja mu muliro.
It's
not the fire of the world.
Friend,
anytime you are in the first book of death,
or do
they who died through Adam,
and
you get a chance to be resurrected here in this first resurrection, and you await the second of the Lord Jesus. Friend, you still counted in the fire, the lake of fire. Now here we have a chance to snatch you out there using the word of God.
There
is no physical fire that told us to snatch you of the world.
We
snatch you from the one of the lake of fire.
Whoever
has not gotten a portion in the first resurrection, the second death, which is known as the lake of fire,
he
has a right over you. All those who read them in the city of God, in the journey of heaven, Jerusalem of heaven, we try to snatch you out. If you resist being in that death, or to all who died through Adam,
straight,
you count in the second death, the lake of fire. For right on earth, as if you've been given a chance to snatch people out. I didn't even understand it. Don't joke with your life, let me tell you. Whoever is under the sun, they will still have a chance of not blaspheme the Spirit yet. And they can be snatched from the fire. And they resurrect the first resurrection. And the second death has no right over them. We had Revelations 20, verse 5 and 6. That blessed is he who has a portion in the first resurrection. For the second death, he has no right over them. And he explains saying that the second death, it's the lake of fire. Here we have each other, we snatch you out, even to commit to preach, and the Spirit of God to encourage us, to empower us, and to preach words of life, snatch you from the fire.
Why
are they insisting so much on us? We preach so much. They pray of what we need and we go. We want you so much to get there. Snatch from the fire is the most important.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
For
so there's still a chance to snatch you from that fire. The lake of fire begins from the altar of God. There is a chance to snatch you from there. But I tell you,
anytime
you are in the first book of death, they also see you in the second book of death, the lake of fire.
Now,
here they have counted that already you are in the other. Except get a chance that you be in this first resurrection.
When
we had we raised together with the Lord Jesus through baptism, and when we got buried and we raised up with him, and we
are
given a body from heaven, and
we
desire to eat the word,
and
can grow in wisdom and understanding, and it's not our clothing this body, we shall be found clothed with the one with the from heaven, and we can be taken like the Enochs.
Tulimu Yuda esule soko linyiri lwabirimu sato
Jude 1 verse 23
era abalala mubasasirenga mukutya nga mukyawa ekyambalo omubiri Chegwasiga amabala.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And we totally hate our flesh, for it's full of its stains, and it will never inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. God wasn't able to cleanse fully this body, for it's the body of death. What he did is sent a body for us from heaven. That is why we fight so much until we have been unclothed of this. I don't know if you understood that word. This body, it's the body of death. He cannot come and take out all the death within it. What he does, to save you, sends your body from heaven. And he say, unclothe this one.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why we wrestle with the evil of the desires of this body every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Why are there things still challenging us?
Friend,
that body has been destroyed. It has a lot of weakness. And they wash out the sins all of it. But by weakness, it brings in more. It wants to enter in more sins within it. If
you
cleanse up with his blood,
it's
evil, which wants to enter and capture it out using the word.
If
you are washed again,
so
he washed us with the blood. Remain be washed through the word. Is it not like that? And what brings you here? Because he knows, even though he cleansed us with his blood, but the body is weak. What it tries to do, remain washing us through the word, like
you
spoke in Ephesians 5. Praise Jesus. We are washed through the word every time. What
had
entered in and they get out. I don't know if you've understood me well.
Tuli mu Jude. Esule soko linyiro lwabire munya.
Jude 1 verse 24.
Nayo yayinza okuba kuoma obutesitala. N'okuba yimiriza mu maaso g'ekitiibwa kye nga temuliiko bulema mu kujaguza. Katonda omu yekka omulokozi waffe. Ku bwa Yesu Kristo Mukama waffe. Awewenga ekitiibwa obukulu na obukulu amaanyi n'obuyinza edda nedda ng'emirembe n'emirembe teginnabaawo kaakano era n'emirembe egitaliggwaawo. Amen.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Let's
try giving the glory back to God. But they were able to be saved from when Enoch was lifted up to reaching Noah. They moved on to read within the book he wrote, where within there was a message of preaching the gospel of righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And some of them,
like
we told you, our judgment will be carried out. They who had no laws,
and
they were not written words for,
you
say these were within their hearts, and they had laws within their hearts, and they had them by nature.
We
had them in Romans 2.
And
we got another generation which came, and laws had been written unto them, and the others didn't have them. But the gospel of the creation moved on to be preached. They too will come like that. And we too, who got laws,
and
Lord Jesus, we shall be coming for judgment. They are going to carry judgment in three criteria.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we get back to Hebrews, Hebrews 11, after we left the generation of Enoch, they brought another generation of Noah. Hebrews 11, verse 5. Hebrews 11, verse 5.
Uruwako kilisa, Enoch yachusibwa obutalaba kufa. N'atalabika kubanga Katonda yamutwala. Kubanga bwe yali nga tannatwalibwa, yategeezebwa okusiimibwa Katonda. Era awataba kukkiriza, tekiyinza kusiimibwa. Kubanga ajja eri Katonda, kimugwanira okukkiriza nga Katonda waali.
Praise Jesus.
Enoch
was first pleased before the eyes of the Lord, not before people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
People
never commended him in his generation,
but
he was commended by God, for he was preaching righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they have told you, he took the faith within the word of God.
We
heard in Romans 10:17 that faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. After that hearing, put on acts of righteousness, like we had in James 2, from verses 15 unto 19, that faith without works is dead. But faith with works, they are the works of righteousness. It's the right faith. And he held those ones. And he said, without faith,
dala tuwali ayinza sanyusa
katonda. No one can please God.
Sino kye nkugamba.
This is what I tell you.
Wewe naita mudini.
All you pass through religion.
Ne bakuteekerako omuyima mbu akukiririzeewo.
And they put a person to represent you for baptism.
Tosuubira nti oyinza okusanyusa
katonda. Don't expect to please the Lord.
N'oyo yenna.
And every person.
Ali mu bulokozi nga wakkiriza lwakuba.
Who is in salvation and believe because.
Kubanga mwayiye wammwe temufunanga ku ssente.
Because at your home you were all poor.
Ngabamu
temufumbirwa. And others you never got married.
Temwawulira kigambo.
You never heard the word.
Era temwalukira.
And you never gotten totally saved.
Kubanga okuloku bulokozi.
For salvation.
Oba okukkiriza.
Or faith.
Kuba mu kuwulira.
It comes from hearing.
Okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Naye mulimu abalokoka olw'ebizibu.
But they who got saved because of the problems.
Nga bwetukubuuza kati lwaki walokoka.
If we ask you why did you get saved now.
Ngamba mbu emizimu gyali gikuba.
You said demons were always striking you and beating you.
You see ensonga y'okulokoka.
It's not the reason for getting born again. The reason of sin, of rejecting God, of refusing His word, of subtracting and adding within it, of twisting His words. That is what we repent for. For it's what we did in the garden. In Genesis chapter
3,
we hearkened unto the devil when he twisted God's word and His command. Praise Jesus. That's why they will get several problems. We reach a time and we put them deeper into the
blood
that they may reach total salvation.
For
as if God has begun a work within them, but they have not gotten saved. Praise Jesus. If someone has gotten saved because of problems and something else attacks them, to strengthen them in salvation is what you have to give up on. That's why such people trouble so much the church. In the past generations, even now, they made a lot of pastors fall. For used to preach to them and they get saved. But what you told them, Jesus gives women, He gives money. He takes away demons from you. All that Jesus does them. But the most important in all is to save your soul. If you don't explain that to them, they will be saved because of money or the cars to travel abroad.
You
never get such things.
How
will you strengthen them?
Pastors
start to look for miracles in all ways that they may strengthen and hold people into them. People have not gotten strengthened because of faith and to hear the word of God. May I know one thing?
A person
who has understood and is taught and get people to understand the word, even that person finds how many problems they will never have
had.
They know even how they will encounter them, how the problem encounter it. Let's move on.
Tulimbe Ebbulaniya essula ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
Era awataba kukkiriza tekiyinzika kusiimibwa kubanga ajja eri Katonda kimugwanira okukkiriza nga Katonda waali era nga ye mugabi w'empeera eri abo abamunoonya.
Naye nga tumanye engeri y'okumunoonya.
We know how to seek him.
Atuyita mu kitabo kye.
When we pass through his book.
Musinzira Bibiri mu Isaiah 3:16.
According to Isaiah 34, verse 16.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama.
Look in the book of the Lord.
Tusome.
And read.
Era nga ne bano bonna aba Noah.
All this Noah you will see.
Baasobolanga okuwulira okuva mu kitabo kya
Katonda. They were able to hear from the book of the Lord.
Ekyo kye tuwulira ekiri mu ggulu.
What we hear on Enoch.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ekyo kiri mu ggulu.
Which is in heaven.
Obikulira esule y'okutaano.
Revelations 5. God got always from that book and sent it to them. Like he told Daniel in Daniel 10. Come to tell you scriptures which are written in the Holy Book. Praise Jesus. He used to get that faith and he pleased God as they did what is written in the book. We've reached the era and the generation of Noah.
Tulimbebe esule kumi n'emu n'olunyiriri lwa musanvu.
Hebrews 11:7.
Olw'okukkiriza Noa bwe yalabulwa Katonda mu bigambo ebyali bitannalabika n'atya bulungi n'asiba eryato olw'okulokola ennyumba ye kyeyava asalira ensi omusango n'afuuka omusika w'obutuukirivu obuli mu kukkiriza.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye yafunanga okukkiriza
okwo. Too, he got that faith.
Era n'aweebwa obutuukirivu.
And was given righteousness.
Nga bwe kiri mu Baruumi essuula ery'omu ey'ekkumi.
In Romans 10.
Okuva ku lw'omwenda.
From verses 9.
Nti ekigambo tekiri wala.
That the word is not far.
Wabula kiri kumpi
na. But it's close to our mouth.
N'emitima gyaffe.
It's within our hearts.
Ekigambo eky'okukkiriza.
It's the word of faith.
Omuntu bw'akkiriza n'omutima
gwe. When a person believes their heart.
Okuweebwa obutuukirivu.
To be given righteousness.
N'atula n'akamwa ke.
And they confess with the mouth.
Okulokoka.
To be saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In verse 17, he says, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. The word of God is the same who clothed the flesh and appeared unto us. In John 1:14, and we too, we preached faith and walked the word of God as it is. He who came within the scroll by which was written about. Now, when we speak of salvation, we don't speak of it as it was yesterday, but of all generations. Praise Jesus. All our colleagues move within it. And think of, and when a person tells you that there is a new gospel, the gospel of this generation, know you are on a wrong thing. We must be the gospel of which our colleagues got saved before were in, of hearing the word of God, and they don't subtract neither add within it. They never twisted it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. They used to hear it command by command. Four commands from the mouth of God. 2-4 scriptures from the book of the Lord.
And
they were given from the different prophets. And they joined all together understanding through a revelation. Praise Jesus. Now, because of that, even the ones of the generation of Noah, they too got baptized. And
there was
a sign to be given a body from heaven.
According
to what is in Peter.
Peter, it's okay, so they
open. First Peter chapter 3.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. We told you that the era of Abel, there appeared his blood which spoke better words, which was the image of the blood of Jesus, which washes away all sins of they who believe.
But
where the blood of Jesus is, there is the Spirit of the Lord who flows like streams of living waters.
Now,
it's the era of Enoch. They were baptized by the Spirit. When we reach the era of Noah, the sign of baptism happened officially, that they got buried together with the Lord Jesus and they get raised up with him.
Let's
see in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 17.
Peter ikisoke sura yokusatu olunyiriro 17. Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi Katonda bw'ayagala mu kwagala kwe, mu okubonyaabonyesebwa nga mukola obulungi okusinga nga mukola obubi. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyaabonyesebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda, bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo, era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagonda okugumikisa kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo 8. Era ne kaakano ge gabalokola mmwe mu kifaananyi eky'amazima kwe kubatizibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That even today, other sign they pass through of the water, in Genesis 6,
on
7,
and
8, they were within baptism, and they were being followed together with the Lord Jesus, and raised together with him. What happened? That the ark within which appeared,
with
it was showing the body you must get from the heaven, which can save you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But remember, you must be when you're going to be baptized. When they have told you about it, for they made the ark, just as we work so much, we keep in the body from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They were baptized with it.
They
came back with the ark. Many are baptized. They have no faith within the world. They don't raise up with the other body. For all of that generation, they were baptized. Most of them never had the other body. They rather died. You
can
be baptized when you're not told.
And
you never understood why you've been baptized. And you come out when you don't have that body. And they wasted your time. Most would rather die more within that baptism. Were they not all baptized? How many totally lived?
Is it
not only 8 people?
Yes,
praise Jesus. All were baptized. But most were baptized without faith. And they never understood what was moving on. But they were the faith of hearing the word of God. They're the ones who got the body from heaven. Which appeared in the sign of the ark. Not everyone baptized that have gotten born again. Praise Jesus. You think of that. For it is said that all of that generation were baptized. But they never lived all of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We have to be careful upon that word. And we
want
the book of Revelation. Revelation 3.
So, let's
go back there and we shall get back.
Era eri malaika w'ekkanisa ey'omusandi wandiika nti bw'ati wayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda n'emmunyenye omusanvu nti mmanyi ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu era oli mufu. Tunula onywese ebisigaddeyo ebyali bigenda okufa kubanga saalaba ku bikolwa byo ekyatuukirira mu maaso ga Katonda wange.
Eri mu ssanduuko y'amateeka gye biteekebwa.
Ark of the covenant where they are put.
Baalina erinnya we yabona
again. They had a reputation they are born again.
Naye nga muno tebaazaalibwa.
But they never got born again.
Nga baafiira baayongera kufa.
Rather died again.
Mulimu n'abaazaalibwa.
They are they who got born again.
Olw'obutalya mmere bagwanidde ekigambo kya Katonda.
Were the fruit of the word of God.
Ne baddamu ne bafa mu bwangu ddala.
And they died again the shortest time.
Kino kyavaawa.
This came from where?
Kiraga nti si buli bantu ababatizibwa.
It shows not all people got been baptized. But they have gotten born again. For others rather die more.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Even others. They live for a short time and they die again.
Born again
and they remain the reputation of being born again Christians.
What
nothing proves that they got born again. They deserve things as if they are in the world.
And
even face, even heaven got out of their minds.
So
if you got born again, you can enter the kingdom of heaven. But when they know nothing of the heaven, when you get born again, because you get gotten born because of hearing the word, they tell you, you must continue to eat the word that you may live. Now that they will get baptized. And they told them it's a sign of the Lord Jesus.
And
get baptized when you've not gotten born again. And there's one who goes claiming he's going to be born. And they get born again. But because what they have given them, they don't know of it. And they cannot give it food which it will eat.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when you get back, brief in Peter. First Peter.
Peter ekisoka esule soka olinyirwa 2 mu 3.
First Peter chapter 1 verse 23.
Bwe mwazaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri sina nsigo eggwaawo wabula etaggwaawo n'ekigambo kya Katonda ekiramu eky'olubeerera.
Tuzaalibwa nga kigambo kye kituubuuliddwa.
We were born when the word is what has been preached of us.
Era tukuutirwa.
And we are emphasized.
Okwongera okulya ekigambo.
To continue to eat the word.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. See how you get born again and they baptize you. And you go into other things.
And
you make noise.
And
you shout.
And you
climb mountains.
And you go
to the valleys.
And you are
always there shouting.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now, in words like that, another tells you, you're going to be baptized, that demons will get out of you. By the time they even take you there, when you still have demons,
you
shouldn't be baptized when you still have demons. Because there is no house to be built within you. We heard when you chase a demon, the house is swept very clean and it is built. That's why you shouldn't baptize a person who is not a disciple. Like we heard in Matthew 28:18-19. Go make all nations disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By the time they baptize you, when you still have demons, it means there's no work which was done within you. Now you used to be there and you make noise in baptism that a demon is getting out of you. And when you came back, they clothed you back. Things as if they were a joke. When you go for baptism and never rains, you've not gotten the Holy Spirit. Maybe even on Jesus' baptism it rained. He didn't get the spirit because it never rained.
You know,
people who are corrupt in mind are like that. They even put you in the rain that God is blessing you through the rain. But what surprises most, they make those gatherings in the fields. Now where they are, they have tents covering them. I don't know whether they too don't need a blessing. Tell the pastor, come let the rain beat us together, you two get a blessing. If you got a blessing, then give it of us. That we too we get out of the rain not to eat us. But the one who's gotten what is good can share with the others. The one who got a blessing can give a blessing.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Nice.
Let's read here and we hear. First Peter 1:23.
We mwansalibwa omulundi ogwokubiri si na nsigo eggwaawo, wabula etaggwaawo n'ekigambo kya Katonda ekiramu eky'olubeerera. Kubanga omubiri gwonna gulinga omuddo, n'ekitiibwa kyagwo kyonna kiringa ekimuli ky'omuddo. Omuddo guwotoka, ekimuli ne kigwa, naye ekigambo kya Mukama kibeerera emirembe n'emirembe, era ekyo kye kigambo eky'enjiri ekyabajulirwa. Essula eyokubiri. Kale muteekenga wala obubi bwonna n'obukusa bwonna n'obunanfuusi n'obujja n'okwogera obubi kwonna. Ng'abaana abawere abaakajja bazaalibwe, mwegombenga amata ag'ekigambo kya Katonda ag'omwoyo agataliimu bulimba, galyoke gabakuze okutuuka ku bulokovu.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'oba wazaalibwa olya kigambo.
If you got born again eating the word,
era olizaalibwa okola ki?
When you're born, you remain eating the word. Think of those words. When a child is in the womb, they are there being fed within there. Praise Jesus. But when they are born, it's not to say that they stop eating from there. They rather want to eat more.
And
even raise a level from milk,
begin
to look for solid food which can raise them fast. Praise. Now see how you get born again and you resort to shouting and making noise. Look at that child who is born. That's why it's said in Revelation
3,
some got born again and they died again, and they remember the reputation of being born against Christians, but their corpse, dead body is moving. When you look at their clothing, you see a corpse which never gets ashamed. There's no dead body which gets ashamed.
Have you seen
a dead body getting ashamed? Clothing, those exposing clothing, you know they are dead.
Or
you and a minister out there, or a brethren, don't
lie,
you got born again. According to your action, the fruits of you we see. No dead body gets ashamed. That's where they can clothe every cloth they want. Their bodies are their seen dancers of every type.
They're
for their dead themselves.
That
they're dancing b-boy,
dance heaven,
and a lot of other dances. And they're all out there speaking immoral. And the words they eat of the gospel they
gave.
Most of them are dead bodies, they died. They remain with the name that they are born again. When you count religious people, it's worse. They are so dead. If it's a dead body, even the flesh ceases to be upon it. Even the bones got so dry.
Born
again, they died and they are smelling. But religious people,
though
the body rot and it ceased to have flesh, even the bones have gotten old. Praise Jesus. But they tell you, when you're born eating the word, you have to raise up eating the word. Praise Jesus. Without that way, most of them died again. It's what we told you, that in the era of Noah, all of them were baptized, but not all of them raised up
life.
Most of them rather died through the baptism. They baptized them dead. For we know we are baptized today with the Lord Jesus. But when we come up and we
are
given life in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, most of them in the water never got out. Bible shown in verse 19. Let's begin
18.
That all were cast in hell.
Peter, verse
Peter 3:18.
Kubanga ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleete eri Katonda. Bwe yattibwa omubiri, naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagonda, okugumikiza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noa. Eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa. Amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo munaana.
Only 8 souls.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye abasigadde bonna baalugenda.
The rest, all of them died.
N'akwata emyoyo gyabwe n'agiteeka mu
kkomera. God, their spirits put them within hell.
Naye.
But.
Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yajja.
Our Lord Jesus, when he came.
Mwalimu abaalimu okukkiriza okuva mu
tulina. With them that they had a bit of faith.
Okubuzaabuza kwali kungi
wansi w'enjuba. But the confusion was much under the sun.
Abo be yagenda okubanga abuulira.
They are the ones who went to preach to.
Baali bakakasa okukkiriza.
Whether they proved their faith.
Baleme kugamba nti Mukama twalimu
okukkiriza. Never said that, Lord, we had a little faith.
Ebibuzaabuza byali bingi.
But confusing things were many.
N'ababuulizi b'enjiri baali batono.
Even preachers were few.
No one ever never didn't.
No one is calling a few.
But
now you, how will you escape that? For preachers are many now. Books have been printed out. Maybe you say that most don't preach righteousness. But creation let them be preaching to you.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus. Never seen animals when they're being preached to. But they get the gospel of God, for they commit themselves to hear from the Spirit of the Lord. We had the gospel we are preached to. It was preached to all creations. But I don't know whether the gospel of the cow was preached to the cow. If they too have preached the same gospel, now I wonder whether one of the cow was preached to the cows, even to the angels. Look carefully upon that word.
And you
see it of that day, when
you
shall write gospel and the false gospel in the schemes of the devil.
Because
we have been preaching, it was preached to all creations. Now ask yourself, angels, were they preached to buildings?
Ugenda mu America?
Go to America?
Baba bulira.
What were they preached to?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga amazima gali bwe.
But the truth is this.
Bwe tunaba tuddayo ke mabega.
When we get back a little.
Nga tumaze okomekereza okutuka ku mulembe gwa.
After we finish with the generation of Noah.
Ngeri gye bava nga mutabi kwe kufo yingira mu kyobulamu.
Go from the book of death to the book of life.
Nja kuddayo kuba kama yamana naddayo. Nagenda nga alonda mu mulembe gwa abaali.
We shall get back for God to went back picking out two from that generation.
Abagenda nga bambi nafa.
They went to die.
Nga naye bamubuza buzizo bakasera akasera.
But they had just been confused at the last moment.
Yaddayoko n'agenda eri emagombe ennaku ssatu ze yamalayo.
To hell the 3 days he spent there.
N'abayamba.
And he helped them.
N'ababuulira.
And he preached to
them. Era abo abatono be bakkiriza baalinga mu kuli.
And those two believed. They were the faith.
Mu buli mulembe.
In every generation.
Ogwa BC.
Of the BC.
Abataasobolanga kulokolebwa.
They were not able to be saved.
Naye nga baalinamu embala y'okukkiriza.
But they had a seal of faith.
Wabula kyatugambibwa ab'omu mulembe
gwe. It was taught to us. We know we're not
okukkiriza okusinga okw'emirembe
gye. Having faith more than 1,000 generations.
Kubanga ffe.
For we.
Waliwo chance ya kuno n'amagombe.
There is no chance of getting you from hell.
Lulivaayo kuliba musango.
When you'll be coming back out, it will be judgment.
Suliba mu nyanja ya muliro.
To be cast in the lake of fire.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Imu kubye tujja okubanga.
Tusembayo nabyo. Some of the things shall cover last.
Nga tunaatera okuyingira okulaba okuzuukira okw'okubiri.
As we shall enter to see the second resurrection.
Okugenda okuleeta omusango.
Which is going to be bringing judgment.
Amaafu Yesu ng'akomyewo.
As the Lord Jesus has come back the second time.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga kye tulina okunyweza ab'oluganda.
But we have to strengthen brethren.
Buli kubatizibwa okuze kubaawo.
Every baptism faith which has been happening.
Nga bwe tuzze tulaba okuva ku Abel.
Like we've seen from Abel.
Munnange kwabeerangamu okuzaala omuwendo gw'okubiri.
It involved getting born again.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga ekisinga okwewuunyisa.
And what surprises most.
Si bonna ababatizibwa nti babeera
balamu. Not all who are baptized that they are living.
Era newankubadde ng'abamu baweebwa obulamu.
And even though some are given life for a moment,
but not
looking the word within which they are given birth to continue to eat it, they die again and remain with the name.
First
Peter.
Era kakano ge gabalokola mmwe mu kifaananyi eky'amazima kwe kubatizibwa. Si kujjawo mpitambi za mubiri wabula okuddamu okw'omwoyo omulungi eri Katonda olw'okuzuukira kwa Yesu Kristo.
I think you've heard.
Tuzuukira mu kuzuukira
okwo. We read through that resurrection.
Era n'abo mulembe gwa Noah.
Even the era of Noah.
Abaalina okukkiriza mu Mukama
Yesu. Faith in the Lord Jesus.
Bagendanga mu maaso n'okubanga. Bazuukizibwa.
Went ahead to be raised up.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ng'akabonero kabaweebwa nako kaali ka.
Even them was of the flowing waters. Even at the end,
came
to baptize all who were under the sun.
But
most of them had no faith. And they were destroyed rather. Instead of being raised up within them, they rather died within the water.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For they refused to be given a body from heaven, which was the sign of the ark of Noah. They never knew them. They never wanted to know. Like God tells us, we have a charge with him, and we don't want to know.
Peter, First Peter 3:22. Ali ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda bwe yamala okugenda mu ggulu, bamalayika n'abalina obuyinza n'abaamasaza bwe baateekebwa wansi we.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika bonna.
All the angels.
N'abalina obuyinza.
And without authority.
Ani abalina obuyinza?
Who have the authority? 24 elders.
Ebiramu ebira.
The 4 living creatures.
Bakerubi.
The cherubims. The master seat, the ark of the covenant, the altar,
the
7 commanders of angels, the angels with the bowels, thousands upon thousands of angels, the stars, the Lucifers, all of them none have authority above him. The rulers of the earth, all of them are under his face. He, the Savior from days of old.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why we fight to be with him.
With
the same salvation. With which
our
brothers written the book of heaven where the book of life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Going
back to Hebrews. We reached the era of Abraham. Here came a new sign of circumcision and clothed the body of flesh. Signs came with a different. Praise Jesus. But not all were circumcised, that they were able to enter heaven.
Because
they were circumcised without faith and took it as a norm of the family. That's why not the ones of Mbale in the east of Uganda are born again. Even they circumcised today, not all of them are born again, like the Muslim religion is. For they cop what they never understood. It's not abusing, but it's to make them know. It's not required of you to get even angered. You bring the support and the proof of getting angered through the word of God. We shall believe you are right to get angered. But if you fail to get it, don't waste your time to get angered, for you may get angered up with the Lord and you fight with him.
Hebrews
11:8.
Olwokukkiriza, n'abeeranga omugenyi mu nsi eyasuubizibwa.
Ibrahim yali akkiriza ki?
Abraham was believing what?
Bano bonna be bakkirizanga ekigambo
kya Katonda. All these believe the word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Nabwe tuwulidde.
Like we have heard.
Baruumi eyo 10:17 tukutte nnyo.
10:17 has captured us so much.
Kubanga ekwata emirembe gyonna.
For it holds all generations.
N'okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira.
That faith comes from hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya
Katonda. And hearing the word of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
In
the word of God, in John 1:14, he clothed the flesh and he appeared unto us. And we saw him the Son, and we commanded that we may believe him. Hear his words, that may be within us. Like in John 15:7, that if you abide within me and my words abide in you, ask of all you need that will be given you. Praise Jesus. Now even Abraham, he was there by faith when he heard the word of God, and he did as it was commanded him by it. For we heard in Genesis 15, and the word the Lord came to this Abraham. Let's get back briefly that.
Lubelebelie esula eyo 15 n'olunyiri olusooka. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ekigambo kya Mukama nekijira Ibulaamu mukolesebwa nga kyogera nti, totya Ibulaamu, nze ngabo yo n'empeerayo ennene ennyo.
Praise Jesus.
Yamugamba.
He told him.
Kigambo kya Mukama mwennyini.
The word of the Lord himself.
Yamugamba Ibrahim.
He told him, Abraham.
Totia.
Don't fear.
Banga nzenga boyo.
For I am your shield.
Zimperayo.
I am your great reward.
Nzenga bungenda kweteka bakube kiboko.
The shield I'm going to put myself in the front that you beat me.
Bwayogera okubenga
bo. When he speaks of being a shield.
Kigambo kyali buziba nnyo.
It was a deep word.
Kubanga emigoje.
For his stripes.
It's
what heals us.
Twali bakubibwa.
We were to be beaten.
Ne bakuba muyi.
And they beat him in our place.
Mubimanyi bulungi.
You know it very well.
Nabo iri mu Isaiah 53.
Now the stripes beaten him.
Yali yakubibwa okuva kuba Ibrahim bonna.
Beaten from the Abrahams.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye amugamba.
But he told him.
Mzenga boyo.
I am your shield.
Nenda teka bakube.
I'm going to put myself, they beat me.
That
what people look at it so much.
What
was he telling Abraham?
Have
your shield.
Friend,
he put himself and he was beaten.
You know when
someone they shouldn't beat you and he's the one beaten. And they beat him when he's hiding you within him. That's how we appeared before him. That he became our shield.
And
after he became the reward of life to us, he raised us together with him. We were given a reward of life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why he said, I'm your great reward. And Abraham, and he confessed salvation when he said this.
Ibulaamu n'ayogera nti, ayi Mukama Katonda, Onompaachi.
You've heard how he's
calling.
He confessed
in his mouth, "Oh Lord."
What number room it is?
Speak in Romans. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. And we are given righteousness.
He
too confessed this Lord. And he was given righteousness. And he believed that he's God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kale tulowooza nti ebyobulokozi bya katonda.
God's salvation has just begun.
Era bw'oyingira mu Baruumi 17.
In Romans 17.
Kunyola omwenda.
Verse 9.
Yamuwa akabonero k'okukomolebwa.
Give him a sign of circumcision.
Asobola okwambula omubiri gw'ennyama.
And clothe the body of flesh.
Naye nga yasooka kukkiriza.
But he first believed.
Kati someyo.
Let's read there.
Baruumi 17 omwenda.
Romans 17:9.
Baruumi essula y'ekumi n'omusanvu n'olunyiriri. Baruumi essula y'ekumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Genesis 17,
verse 9. Essuula ekumi n'omusanvu olunyiriri olw'omwenda. Katonda n'agamba Ibulayimu nti, naawe gw'olikwata engabo yange, gwe n'essadde lyo eririddawo okutuusa emirembe.
Every generation, he brought out a sign or a symbol given to them who believe that they will be shown how they will be getting born again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Abraham took that generation.
It
came to reach up to Moses.
And
Moses there was joined unto him baptism like they passed through the sea.
It,
that sign moved so much ahead
yes,
to reach when the Lord Jesus came. But he stopped it as we circumcise within him the once. Within him we get fulfilled. Let's move on. Genesis 17 verse 10.
Eno yendagaano yange gye munaakwatanga eri nze nammwe n'ezzadde lyo eririddawo buli musajja mummwe anaakomolebwanga era munaakomolwanga omubiri ogw'ekikuta kyammwe era kunaabanga akabonero ak'endagaano eri nze nammwe anaamalanga ennaku omunaana anaakomolwanga mu mmwe.
Olunaku olw'omunaana
baakukomolanga. It's behind. We show you the seven spirits here. They were there out on the eighth day. When they circumcised you, you were baptized by the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Behind they were mysteries they never understood. Why did they circumcise? After you spent 7 days on the eighth day, they circumcised you.
Friend,
the seven spirits had to first baptize you.
Then you know,
it is circumcised to unclothe the other body. And you clothe the one from heaven. Because they were no more in the shadows. Now this time, you're baptized when you enter the eighth year. When you reach 7 years, you must preach the gospel very well and we take you to baptize you that you get born again. For the sign of circumcision,
it
meant to unclothe the body of flesh. But they had to keep you within the word to get faith and know why God gave them that sign. That sign. Abraham already believed God.
It
all had to take that faith to be able to get the unclothing of the body of flesh, given a body from heaven, like it's in Colossians.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Saburuganda.
Now, brethren, in all we hear, what's most important? We seek salvation.
It
gets us from the book of death. And we get the first resurrection.
That
the second death may not have a right over us. That's why we've been explained. All our first four colleagues, how did they resurrect? This real baptism that is with the water, spirit and fire, after being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, before it had been revealed to us, they were there before, how did they get saved?
Because
salvation is not of today, it's been there all days,
and
it was marked from the creation of the heavens and earth. Praise Jesus. That's why we've been explaining in Colossians.
Even though
Abraham believed, they had to give him a sign proving his unclothed body of flesh, and that he has gotten born again. He's been given a body from heaven. That's why he explains in Colossians.
Abakolosayi esula eyokubiri. Tandike n'olunyiriri.
Sura ya kubiri. Tutandise n'olunyiriri.
Colossians 2 from verse 8.
Abakolosayi esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Mwekuume tewabangawo muntu abanyaga mu filosofo n'ebyobulimba ebitaliimu. Okugobereranga ebyayigirizibwa abantu. Okugobereranga ebyolubereberye ebyensi, okutali kugoberera Kristo. Kubanga mwoyo mwe mutuula okutuukirira kwonna okubwa Katonda ng'omubiri bwe guli. Era mwatuukirira mu ye, gwe mutwe ogw'okufuga n'obuyinza bwonna. Era mwakomolerwa mwoyo obukomole obutakomolebwa na mikono, mu kwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mukukomolebwa kwa Kristo.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ndi mukama afu Yesu.
That our Lord Jesus,
agenda okuzaalibwa.
By the time he was born,
nakabonera okukomolebwa wekali.
And the standard circumcision was there.
Nakatuukiriza.
And he fulfilled it.
Naye nakomolebwa.
And it was circumcised.
Okulaga okujjako mubiri gw'ennyama.
To show the putting off the body of flesh.
Okuwebwa okuva mu ggulu.
Given the one from heaven.
Bwamala nakakyusa ati.
After he changed it.
Naleeta ko okubatizibwa.
And he brought the one of baptism.
Like we first saw. In
Matthew 3:17.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now the way of the change has been happening like this. Whoever enters Christ Jesus,
he
have been circumcised. And they have been taken off the body of flesh. Now by the time we baptize them, they are going to be clothed the body from heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When they come out, the Spirit brings that body.
Give your
faith to the faith of the Word of God. And he tells us, because we are circumcised within him, that's why he brings this sign down here. Finish Colossians. Colossians 2:12.
Bwemwaziikirwa awamu naye mu kubatizibwa, era kwe mwazuukiriramu olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda eyamuzuukiza mu bafu. Nammwe bwe mwali nga mufudde olw'ebyonoono byammwe n'obutakomolebwa mubiri gwammwe, yabafuula balamu wamu naye.
Yesu
yebazibwe. Praise Jesus.
Nti bwe twali nga tufiiridde.
The way we had died.
Ebyonoono byaffe.
Within our sins.
Era twali tunabakomolebwa.
And we had not been circumcised.
Batunabakuggibwako mubiri guno.
We had not been taken off this body.
Okuwebwa mubiri oguva mu ggulu.
Be given the one from heaven.
So, okukomolebwa okwo.
Now that circumcision, it was a sign showing how to get born again.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kale neewunya.
And it's surprised.
Eribo nabasigazo okukomola.
Until all remained to circumcise.
Nayega tebategedde kigambo
kye. They've not understood the meaning of it.
Kubanga tekyayina makulu
gye bali. No more have any importance to them.
Oluvannyuma lw'okukyusa akabonero.
After that symbol was changed.
Ng'okutuukira kaakano olina kuyingira mu Kristo Yesu.
If fulfilled right now, you have to enter in Christ Jesus.
Yakomolebwa ku lwaffe.
Circumcised for our sake, it was baptized for our sake, and you raised on our sake. If you want to be saved, you must come to the Lord Jesus. You can't be saved in any other way. Even though they circumcised you how many times?
Yes, he was.
For
we heard that if they circumcised you, in that tribe of the
Basra,
when you get a Muslim, they do the circumcision still on you. They cut it more. Praise Jesus. But our Lord tells you that right now in Christ Jesus,
the
circumcision has no more meaning.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If you want to understand what's more on Abraham, when you saw the book of Galatians, you see they were circumcised without faith.
He
still never got what was required of them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But
in Christ Jesus our Master, circumcision and not being circumcised, it has an importance.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why you are warned. In Philippians 3, we began from verse 1.
Abafilipi esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka. Ebisigaddeyo baganda bange, musanyukirenga mukama waffe. Okubawandiikira ebimu tekunkooya nze, naye kuleeta emirembe gye muli. Mwekuumenga embwa.
Bebaani abo embwa?
Who are these dogs?
Mwekuumenga abakozi ababi. Mwekuumenga abeesala. Kubanga ffe tetuli abeekomola. Abasinza ku bw'omwoyo. Kubanga ffe tuli abeekomola. Abasinza ku bw'omwoyo gwa Katonda. Abenyumiriza mu Kristo Yesu.
Praise Jesus. And he told you here, if you get circumcised, you have no reward before the Lord. Praise Jesus. We are no more in the circumcision of the body, but we are circumcised in Christ Jesus to unclothe the body of flesh, given the body from heaven. Praise Jesus. That's why we go within baptism and rest together with him.
Abafilipi esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Philippians 3 verse 3.
Kubanga ffe tuli abeekomola, abasinza ku bw'omwoyo gwa Katonda, abenyumiriza mu Kristo Yesu, era abateesiga mubiri. Newankubadde nga nze nnyinza okwesiga omubiri, omuntu omulala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri, nze musinga. Nze eyakomolerwa ku lunaku olw'omunaana ow'omu ggwanga lya Isirayiri, ow'omu kika kya Benyamini, Omwebbulaniya wawu. Mu mateeka Mufalisaayo. Mu kunyiikira nga nkigganya ekkanisa. Mu butuukirivu obuli mu mateeka, nalabikanga nga siriiko kya kunenyezebwa. Naye byonna ebyali amagoba gye ndi, ebyo nabirowooza nga kufiirwa olwa Kristo. Naye era n'ebintu byonna nabirowooza nga kufiirwa olw'omulimu omulungi ogw'okutegeera Kristo Yesu mukama wange. Ku bw'oyo nafiirwa ebintu byonna, era mbirowooza okubeera mpitambi, ndyoke nfune amagoba ye Kristo, era ndyoke ndabikire mu ye nga sirina butuukirivu bwange obuva mu mateeka, wabula obutuukirivu obuliwo olw'okukkiriza Kristo obuva eri Katonda mu kukkiriza, ndyoke mmutegeere ye n'obuyinza obw'okuzuukira kwe n'okussa ekimu okw'ebibonoobono bye, nga mufaanana mu kufa kwe. Bwe ndiyinza mu byonna byonna okutuuka mu kuzuukira kwe okuva mu bafu.
Kyayagala nnyo biri atuukire dda ave ku byokuba nti Yesu gokomola.
He wants to see his trust in his circumcision,
we yali tategedde mbiri ebyaso,
which he never understood in the past seasons.
Naye twawulira nti yatuuka kama n'amubikkulira.
That which God revealed him.
N'awandiikira Bakolosaayo.
And he wrote Colossians.
Nti mu kukomolebwa.
That through circumcision.
Twali twambula mubiri gw'enyama.
And clothing the body of flesh.
Okuwebwa omubiri okuva mu.
Be given a body from
heaven. Era n'agamba ab'omulembe guno mwenna.
He said all of this generation.
Myaka nkalu tuli mu 2017.
Right now we're in 2017.
Tulina kuyita mu kubatizibwa.
Must pass through baptism to get born again.
And
you are circumcised within the Christ Jesus. This is what I want us to know more. That unto all who are circumcised without faith within them, in the era of Abraham, they were not able to be given a body from heaven, but they never heard of the word after being circumcised. As
it's
in Galatians 3.
Abagalatiya esula y'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. nga Ibulayimu bwe yakkiriza Katonda ne kumubalirwa okubeera obutuukirivu. Kale mutegeere ng'abayima mu kukkiriza be baana ba Ibulayimu.
Nti abaasobola okuba nga bakkiriza abo be baali abaana. Yesu
yebazibwa.
Baawuliranga ekigambo kya Katonda ne bakkiriza.
The word of God and they believed.
Kati si buli yakumulibwa ku mulembe ogwo.
Not everyone circumcised in that era.
Nti ddala yazaalibwa ng'ogwokubiri.
That he totally got saved and born again.
Nedda abooluganda.
It's not that brethren.
Wabula abaalinanga okukkiriza.
But only they who had the faith.
Abo bokka be baabeeranga abaana.
Only they were the real children.
Tuli mu Bagalati essula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Galatians 3 verse 8.
N'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kyalaba edda Katonda bwaliwa abaamawanga obutuukirivu olw'okukkiriza ne kibuulira olubereberye Ibulayimu enjiri nti mu ggwe amawanga gonna mwe galiweerwa omukisa. Bwe kityo abayima mu kukkiriza baweerwa omukisa awamu ne Ibulayimu eyalina okukkiriza. Kubanga bonna abayima mu bikolwa ebyamateeka bafugibwa kikolimo. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti akolimiddwa buli atanyiikirira byonna ebyawandiikibwa mu kitabo eky'amateeka.
Ate baagatuukiriza.
If they fulfill the laws.
Yagamba totanga.
The one who said don't kill.
Ebajanga n'amayinja.
And they came with stones.
Abaagala kuba Yesu.
And they wanted to stone Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti akolimiddwa buli atabinyiikirira byonna ebyawandiikibwa mu kitabo ky'amateeka okubikolanga. Era kimanyiddwa nga mu mateeka tewali aweebwa butuukirivu eri Katonda. Kubanga nti abatuukirivu banaabeeranga balamu lwa kukkiriza. Naye amateeka tegayima mu kukkiriza. Naye nti omuntu agakola anaabeeranga mulamu mu ggo. Kristo yatununula mu kikolimo ky'amateeka bwe yafuuka ekikolimo ku lwaffe. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti akolimiddwa buli awanikiddwa ku muti. Omukisa gwa Ibulayimu gulyoke gutuuke eri amawanga mu Kristo Yesu. Tulyoke tuweebwe ekyasuubizibwa eky'omwoyo olw'okukkiriza.
Lwakukkiriza
by faith.
Tobulaba nti sibuli yakomolebwa.
Not all who are circumcised.
Agaanye okukkiriza Mukama waffe Yesu.
And refuse to believe the Lord Jesus.
Tumanye obulungi nga ekigambo kya Katonda.
Whom we know as the word of God.
Teyafunanga kubanga alokolebwa.
They never got salvation.
Kati yavanga mu kitabo eky'okufa.
Never got from the book of death.
Sigalanga.
Remained in it.
Yafunanga kuzuukira kusooka.
They never got the first resurrection.
Era ne kankano bati abaliwa mu kufa.
Even though they are still counted in the second death.
Tubalinze okubalaba mu kuzuukira
kwa yokuukubiri. To see them in the second resurrection.
Edeni zino tulo zikwezi barabe.
Look at the religious people on that day, you will see them. Don't be confused on the issue of salvation.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Even
though concerning the false salvation, people who are there preaching this world and its fullness, even the desires of this world, when he enters Galatians 5, he emphasizes these words to us as we wind up the era of Abraham.
Olusooka. Abagalatiya essula ey'okutaano olulimi olusooka.
Galatians 5 from verse 1.
Mu ddembe Kristo yatufuula baddembe. Kale munywere mulemenga okusibibwa nate mu kikoligo ky'obuddu. Laba, nze Pawulo mbagamba nti bwe munaakomolebwanga Kristo talibaako kyalibagasa.
Owulidde ekiribwo?
You heard what happens?
Bwegenda bakomole mbuno simanyi muwona ndwadde simanyi.
You get circumcised, you're saving yourself from sickness.
Kasito onagenda mu byokomola yako
ma. If you go into circumcision, it's upon you.
N'ebyo byokuwakanya Katonda mbivemu.
But those things of contending against God, stop it.
Nebakulimba.
They shouldn't lie to you. Ntino ogenda
kuwona ndwadde.
You're going to be saved of sickness through circumcision.
Katonda teyakola gundi. Katonda yagenda okubikka gundi bwoyo nga
tategeera. By the time God covered you, you knew what he was up to.
Era bwe yakaleeta okubeera akabonero.
And when he brought it as a sign,
yamala n'akakyusa.
After he changed it,
wewe namba ogenze mu ddwaliro musimanyi ogenda kukomala.
All you are going to the hospital to be circumcised. You have no reward for that. Maybe repent for that. Tell him, Lord, I did it ignorantly. How many of you are here and they circumcise you? You wish to God and speak with him.
Tell him,
Lord, I want a reward. I want to do what you don't want.
You
stopped me, I went.
That
I was saving myself from sickness. I didn't count wisdom within you.
You
get me appearing like that. You world, all these people know what they are up to. They are contending against God. They have told you, if you do it, the circumcision again, there is no reward. They don't think there is a Muslim given a reward for circumcision. It's not abusing. These are scriptures.
After
you get angered, bring the proof that you have to get angered over this issue. And they are written down in the book of God. Me too, I bring out proofs you shouldn't get angered. For ever since we studied, if you don't understand, you have a problem.
Abagalatia esula yokutano n'olunyiriri kulusoka.
Galatians 5 verse 1.
Mudembe Kristo yatufuula baddembe. Kale munywere mulemenga okusibibwa nate mu kikoligo ky'obuddu. Laba, nze Pawulo mbagamba nti bwe munaakomolebwanga Kristo talibaako kyalibagasa.
Tewali baakwera mu agenda beegaana bwega.
He is going to reject you even.
Era nate ntegeeza buli muntu akomolebwa nti alina ebbanja ery'okukola ng'ebyamateeka byonna.
Oba mafu oba malungi.
You have to hold on them.
Yovulaba tebalina kulya mbizi.
That's why they shouldn't eat pork.
Bayina kusaba na ku Sunday.
They have even to, they should have prayed. They have to pray even on Saturday.
Bayina kudom bisikirize.
They have to go back in the shadows. Now we go to see the Adventists are not circumcised. Now what are they doing? Then the Muslims, they are circumcised and they don't pray on Saturday.
Things
are out there, the devil prepared of confusing. If you enter circumcision, you're going to hold the right and the long rows. The one who holds them will never leave. Praise Jesus. They were circumcised. They never just understood that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Whether laws or the words
or
the same, they are all ending up in faith. Romans 3 from verse 30
say
that they are all of faith.
Briefly get back, we're going to come
back. Romans 3. Okay. Romans 3
verse
30. Romans 3 from verse 30.
Abalumi esule yokusatu n'olinyirwa makumi asatu. Obanga Katonda ali omu aliwa utukirivu abakomole uruo kukirisa n'abatali bakomole uruo kukirisa kale amateeka tugajjawo uruo kukirisa kitalo nedda tuganyweza bunyweza.
Praise Jesus. The laws we had of righteousness, by faith we uphold them. For even they were within them, they would never took the faith. They were not given righteousness. That's why they believed in the wrong laws. Praise Jesus. For they never understood the others. Praise Jesus. But let's uphold faith. We shall be given righteousness. To claim Jesus wasn't circumcised. He told
you
we are circumcised within the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. The truth is, he was circumcised on that day. Of the eighth day.
naye akabonera ko yatulaga
that sign
kasemba ku ye
it ended on him
era ffe bwe tuyingira mu ye
when we enter in him
tufuna obukomole bw'okwambula omubiri
get the circumcision of unclothing the body
okuweebwa omubiri okuva
to be given a body from heaven
And now,
we get baptized to die with him
and
raised up, given a body from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone back to Galatians.
Galatia esule yokutano
Kusato. Galatians 5:3.
Era nate ntegeeza buli muntu akomolebwa nti talina banja era nate ntegeeza buli muntu akomolebwa nti alina ebbanja ery'okukolanga ebyamateeka byonna mwawuliddwa eri Kristo mwabaagalwa okuweebwa obutuukirivu mu mateeka mugudde okuva mu kisa
abo bonna abali mu nsonga
eyo
bagudde okuva mu
kisa
kubanga ne tempo balina okudda bazimbe eya Musa
kati
buuza abaisiraamu
ddala
mugizimbye laba ekiri mu muzikiti ojja siŋŋaana ekintu ekyangaala
ekiryawo Nothing like the most holy place where the Ark of the Covenant was. Where the cherubims were, the altar of God, the rod of Aaron, the mercy seat. I only saw a curtain separating women and men. It's not abusing. Now the holy place where there's the bread, table of bread and the lamps I don't see it in the mosque where there's the gathering place there's only chaos there of separating women from the men the law of Moses wasn't like that at the outer corner door where there was a basin for washing these ones get jerrycans instead Now, the outer court where the altar of offering, they pray looking only the east. God is in those directions. All turned upside down. But the others, the Adventists, I don't know what also they are onto. The devil troubles.
Abagalatiya essuula ey'okutaano olunyi lwakutaano kubanga ffe ku bw'omwoyo olw'okukkiriza tulindirira essuubi ery'obutuukirivu kubanga mu Kristo okukomolebwa tekulina maanyi newankubadde obutakomolebwa wabula okukkiriza okukola olw'okwagala mwali mutambula bulungi ani ebaziyiza okugondera amazima okuwemba okwo tekwava eri oyo abayita ekizimbulukusa ekitono kizimbulukusa ekitole kyonna
tugezeeko okulabika nga tunuulira emirembe
egyo
bwatyo omulembe gwa Ibulayimu bwe
gwabeerawoolw'okukkiriza
nga bagenda mu maaso n'okubanga bakomolebwa
as the moment be circumcised
osobola okwambala omubiri okuva mu ggulu
era
Ibulayimu
bwe
tuddayo mu Bebulaniya
wetunaatandikira
wano olw'obukomole obwo
yasobola
okunoonya ekibuga
kyakatondaera
yamaliriza ali mu
kibuga ekyo bebamu
ku bali mu kitabo kiri
ekyobulamu
ekirimu ababereberye
abawandiikwa
ng'oggyeko ffe ababeeyungako
kaka mukama
akuwa omukisa
webale kujja